Texte numéro 108. Tiny houses. Why people are living in miniature. Tiny houses have been heralded as a radical and creative way to address a lack of affordable housing, as well as reducing living costs and shrinking our carbon footprint. My PhD research looks at the tiny house movement in the UK. I'm interested in who lives in them and why. I'm also building my own tiny house at the same time. I'm excited by the idea that people could build their own houses and halve their living costs at the end. Yet my research is also highlighting that for many people, living in a tiny home is an act of necessity because they can't afford to do anything else. And for others, even this is out of reach. Tiny houses are homes usually 40 square metres or less. A popular construction style is to build them on a trailer base. This allows them to be classified as road towable vehicles and avoids many of the complications of building a permanent home. They are much cheaper than traditional housing. The average tiny house price tends to be around £35,000 and result in much cheaper living costs. This can free up time from the obligation to work to pay rent or a mortgage. Research has suggested that people who live in tiny houses spend more time outside or with friends and family, which can make them happier than their overworked counterparts. However, building a tiny house still requires thousands of pounds and, importantly, somewhere to build. This means these projects seem mostly to be done by people who do have some savings, access to personal loans, and friends or family who own land. My participants have described tiny houses as a way to reduce living costs in such a way that they can either work much less or work in more fulfilling jobs for a lower salary. People have expressed to me how they find it strange that they used to work 40 hours per week to pay for a home that they were seldom in. People I have spoken to who build tiny homes cite a desire for simplicity and a move away from a life focused on spending and buying. Some have described the work-to-spend attitude of society as unfulfilling and harmful. Another way to look at the tiny house movement is that it sums up the failures of adequate distribution of resources and access to opportunity. It can be seen to be romanticising poverty and ignoring structural inequality. The movement is known to be fairly white and middle class, which suggests its radical potential is being overstated. Adapted from the conversation, May 2020.